been a little bit. This is Xmark. Let's go. So I have been using the brand new Fujifilm Instax wide printer. I have been lusting after this thing ever since it was announced. I have wanted this film format for quite some time now. I mean, the film has been out, but only for the wide cameras. This was never available for print. And when it was announced, I was ecstatic, but I'll give you my full review in a minute, but let's take a look at that commercial that they made, or their online video. They have this new amazing app that is made specifically for this printer, for this file size. Okay. It has all these amazing features. You are able to make interesting collages with the wide format now that you have extra real estate. Sure, it makes sense. You have this brand new feature where you can add QR codes. I'm very interested. You can add website links. You can add sound effects, hidden messages. Super. I'm all for that. Here's the part that got us all scratching our heads. If you own the Fujifilm XS10 camera, you are able to directly print your photos to this printer. No other camera, just this one. Yeah. And it turns out that, yes, as of right now, this is the only camera that can speak to the printer. Now, a lot of people think that this will be corrected with firmware updates. And to that I say, I don't think that's going to happen. And here's why. The printer is only using Bluetooth. There is no Wi-Fi communication, and from my understanding, the vast majority of the Fujifilm cameras need Wi-Fi to transmit photos. I don't think they can do it over Bluetooth. I could be wrong, but I am guessing that this is the wave of the future for their system. Now, knowing this, let's go into the review. All right, so let's take a look at the app first. What do I think of the app? Well, the app is very clean, very simple to use. Attaching the printer to the app is pretty seamless. I have to say, as frustrating as it might be that there's no Wi-Fi connection, this is probably a good thing. The connection to my iPhone was pretty instantaneous. Anytime I power up the printer, then power up the app, the connection is right there. It's not lagging. There's no drop signal or anything like that. It's there. It's there when you need it. So kudos on that system. The simple printing is just that. It's a simple print. Pop it away and you send it to print. Rinse, repeat. Awesome. The collages tend to get a little frustrating. And here's my issue with it. The Fujifilm app does not know its ass from its elbow when it comes to rearranging the photographs. So if I'm doing a two or three panel collage It is taking my Fujifilm photos that I downloaded straight from the camera and rendering them upside down almost always. And this is an infuriating thing because now I have to pinch with my fingers to rotate them properly into position. And I this is the part that I think they need to, they have to correct with firmware because it's not cool. It's your own photographs from your own system, and you're throwing it upside down. Now, I don't know if this is just me, but this is happening on pretty much every single collage that I'm playing with, and I don't like that. But apart from that, once you do correct it with the crazy amount of pinching and rotating that I have to do, once you get into position, the other thing that I don't like is the way the photos lock into position. It's like this magnet that locks everything into place. And I don't like how it plays with the margins. I want to have a little bit more in a certain spot, and it's not allowing me to do this. It's a feature that I wish they would lay off of. I wish you could turn this off. That is preventing me from getting the best layout possible in a collage. But overall, apart from those gripes that I have, I think the QR code is pretty cool. Whenever I want to do that, I have the means to do that. That's amazing. The print quality is awesome. It's, you know, it's you're getting the same print quality as the previous Instax, which I absolutely love. And that is that's awesome. You have a much bigger size, which has been a huge hit. And, you know, I can't wait to keep going with this. But I would say those things about the app, the way that it's locking photos into place and making them and, you know, turning them upside down. I don't even know if it's just me or if it's something that other people are experiencing. But those are pretty frustrating. And again, I think those can be corrected with firmware updates. So it's definitely not a deal breaker. Definitely worth having. And I love these prints. They just make so much of a difference with my work. But, you know, let's go on. The printer itself. The printer, my God, I wish it wasn't. The only gripe I have with the printer itself is that stand that it comes with that you have to click into place. All the other printers had a squared off bottom. Really, you couldn't do that with this? You had to have an extra piece of plastic that needed to clip on just to keep it upright? I don't like that. Again, this one's picking nits here, but again, all the previous models were able to stand on their own. I don't see why this one wasn't able to as well. And I don't always travel with that extra piece. You could have... again, little thing, but it is annoying when you're trying to move fast. But aside from that, it's pretty good. Nice, solid plastic build and fits perfectly into my pack. Awesome job. The film itself, I really miss seeing the message pop up of tangible photography. I don't know if it was present on the very first, you know, the very small Instax prints. But when I had the square, the when you pop in the new cartridge and the sun protector popped out, seeing the message Fujifilm, tangible photography, always made me smile. I don't know. Call me old-fashioned, but I'd really love to see that again. So, let's get back to this whole singular camera able to talk to your printer. So, right now, Fuji isn't saying anything official. In fact, when they launched this printer, I was watching their Instagram feed, and nothing definitive was being said about compatibility with older cameras. They were just kind of dancing around that subject. Again, just looking at the specs behind the printer, that it only has Bluetooth connectivity, and the fact that older cameras, to my knowledge, can only transmit using Wi-Fi. I know some of them have Bluetooth connectivity to the camera app, but I think that's just for syncing time codes and things like that. I don't think it's for actually transferring photos. Again, I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think you are going to be able to get a firmware update on the previous cameras. I just don't think it's going to happen. So let's say that is correct. I think I don't think Fujifilm should be dancing around the subject. I think they should just flat out commit to saying this is the future of how the app and the printer is going to work. Future cameras are going to be able to link up to this. All set. And own it. Flat out say it. We understand that the problems with the Wi-Fi connection has been hit or miss, which it has. And this is our way of future-proofing it so that it works better. And unfortunately, older hardware is unable to be upgraded. I don't understand, but I guess I can see why right now. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody is complaining about it. It was a lot of hubbub in the very beginning, and that chatter looks like it's pretty much gone. So, all right, I guess you win. But that being said, man, I really wish they were just upfront about it, if that is the case. But you know what? Maybe one Christmas morning, we'll have firmware updates galore. We'll have the ability to use the backwards compatibility, and we'll be able to link up with the printer and be able to print. It'll be amazing. So, I don't know. My biggest gripes with the printer is actually the stuff that I mentioned previously about the flipping the photo upside down and that magnetic lock on photos. Those are more of the issues that I'm having problems with. The whole not being able to talk to the camera, I'll live with that. That's fine. But the other part, the having to find your photo upside down at the very beginning. That one needs changing, and that needs a firmware update, because come on. Overall, what do I think? Is this a must buy? Yes, it is, because as much of a hard time that it has given me, simple prints are still A-OK, and for the collages that I have made and all that jazz, it's just been such a huge hit. Even my worst experience has been melted away by the brightness that this brings to friends and family. It is glorious, because now you have something that's much bigger than the square prints and then the little ones that originally developed. These are just amazing. It's tangible. It is much bigger, much better, and it's awesome. And I can't wait to line the house with more of these prints. I can't wait to give them away as presents. This is awesome. Much anticipated. It's finally here. Get it. You're going to love it. And, firmware, please come. But apart from that, it's still worth getting, still worth playing with. And I buy it. That's all there is to it. It's a no-brainer. So anyway, I hope this was helpful. I hope it was informative. Let's do this again. I'll see you soon.